Chapter 21. And Yahweh said to Musa, "Speak to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, and say to them, they shall not be defiled for the dead among the people, but for his kin that is near to him, that is for his mother and for his father and for his son and for his daughter and for his brother and for his sister a virgin that is near to him, which has had no husband, for her may he be defiled. But he shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, to profane himself. They shall not make baldness upon their head, neither shall they shave off the peyotes of their beard, nor make any incisions in their flesh. They shall be set apart to their Elohim, and not profane the name of their Elohim. For the offerings of Yahweh made by fire, and the lachem of their Elohim they do offer, therefore they shall be set apart. They shall not take a wife that is a whore or profane, neither shall they take a woman divorced from her husband, for he is set apart to his Elohim. Ye shall sanctify him, therefore, for he offers a lachem of your power. He shall be set apart to you, for I, Yahweh, which sanctify you, am set apart. And a daughter of any Kohen, if she profane herself by playing the whore, she has profaned her father, she shall be burnt with fire. And he that is a Kohen Hagadol, high priest, among his brethren, upon whose head the anointing oil was poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garment, shall not uncover his head, nor rend his clothes. Neither shall he go into any dead body, nor defile himself for his father, nor for his mother. Neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his Elohim, for the crown of the anointing oil of his Elohim is upon him. I am Yahweh. And he shall take a wife in her virginity, a widow or a divorced woman, or profane or a harlot, these shall he not take, but he shall take a virgin of his own people to wife. Neither shall he profane his seed among his people, for I, Yahweh, do sanctify him. And Yahweh spoke to Musa, saying, Speak to Aaron, saying, Whosoever he be of your descendants, in the generations that has any blemish, let him not approach to offer the lachem of his Elohim. For whatsoever man he be that has a blemish, he shall not reproach a blind man, or a lame, or he that has a split nose, or anything superfluous, or a man that has a broken foot, or broken hand, or hunchback, or a dwarf, or that has a spot in his eye, or has an eruption, a feverish rash, or crushed testicle. No man that has a blemish of the seed of Aaron the Kohen shall come near to offer the offerings of Yahweh made by fire. He has a blemish. He shall not come near to offer the lachem of his Elohim. He shall eat the lachem of his Elohim, both of the most set apart and of the set apart. Only he shall not go into the veil, nor come near to the altar, because he has a physical issue, that he profane not my sanctuaries, for I, Yahweh, do sanctify them. And Musa told it to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the children of Israel.